You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
One of the reasons, the very reason why Paul was writing, or he's writing this letter to the Ephesians, is simply because he was really not in prison, but under house arrest. After the Apostle Paul traveled through these three missionary journeys, he established lots of churches. And then he spent so much time with the leaders in Ephesians. Later on, he was in prison, and then from one prison to the other. And then he went and placed in house arrest. And so, being in house arrest, he wasn't stopped with a very purpose that God has for him. You know, a lot of us sometimes a little discouragement, a little lack, a little kind of trials, a little kind of chismes that probably we experience with someone, a little kind of pressure cause us to be stopped from doing and fulfill the promise of God in our lives. But this man cannot be stopped. From prison after prison, for the time that he was in house arrest, he still wrote a letter, yet he didn't know that this letter will be part of God's word that all of us can benefit. All of us can receive a revelation that because of what this guy did, we could appreciate what we have in Christ. One of the reasons why he wrote this is because the city of Ephesus is really a rich metropolitan city. And so, for him to relate, he basically wants to share the very riches that everyone has in Christ by basically saying, hey, look, you cannot find this based on the city with all the riches they're in, but it's more than the material blessing. It's just a scratch on the surface, but the real blessing has its nature in the spirit. And that's the reason why it's so important for us to understand this. Do you get me? There was a lady back in the late 1800s in the United States wherein she was well known as the America's greatest miser. All right, this lady, in fact, would eat every single day of a cold oatmeal. And the reason why, because she doesn't want to spend something like would heat up the food in order for her to have a fresh meal of oatmeal. Instead, he would just basically care for just a cold oatmeal, and that's basically his food, her food. In fact, her son was suffering from an ailment in his own leg where it was amputated. And the reason why, because she was looking for a clinic where it could be free for her own son to be amputated. So, grabe ho. In fact, she has a sickness herself wherein she has to drink a full cream milk. All right? Alam po natin yan, di ba? Full cream milk. But you know what? Because skim milk in those days are so cheap. So, she'd rather settle for the cheap ones that cost her very life. The moment that she died back in 1916, people realized that she left a state, in her estate, worth $100 million back in 1916. You know how much it's cost today? It's $3.2 billion with this lady alone. What's the point? This lady was a Christian. She was part of a group called the Shakers. And this lady could be like us. She lived her life miserable. She lived her life having the riches but didn't use it because she's not aware of the wealth, the riches that this lady has. There are lots of people like that nowadays. People who claim themselves to be Christians, people were serving God, but yet, guess what? They're in lack, self-pity, begging. But the reality is, there's so much that God has in store for every one of us, especially if you are in Christ Jesus. Do you hear me? This book is actually the book where they say, this is the believer's bank. This is actually the Christian's checkbook. And it's the treasure house of the Bible, the very scriptures that we read today. What's the point, Pastor Mark? Every Christian needs to know who they are in Christ Jesus. Do you hear me? And that's a problem. Marami yung Kristiyano na hindi nila alam kung sino sila. They thought attending is just enough. Reading their Bible is not enough. Without knowing the very thing that God has for them. Kaya nga yung iba nagsasuffer. Kasi nga, ba't yung nagsasuffer? Kasi hindi mo alam kung ano yung meron ka kay God. Ba't yung iba baon sa utang? Kasi hindi nyo ba alam? May sinasabi ang Bible. Kaya nga kahapon, nandito kami sa seminar. Even I myself, I have to pay $550. And it's what's all worth it. Why? Because I want to know some principles based on God's word for me to follow His principles. Why? Because God has so much something for me that I want to discover. Are you here with me? Kaya iba, nalulugi sa business. Yung iba, miski nalugi. Alright? Parang big deal. Kasi nga, it's not about a business, my friends. Those are just tools that God has given you. And God is testing us if our hearts really focus on these things or on God. Friends, there is so much that God has given us. Knowing who you are determines how you live. Have you encountered movies, sayings, especially in the world where it says for you to do something, okay, for you to appreciate who you are, then you are to work and perform. Then, the world will accept you. Kaya, puro performance. Kailangan magpakitang gilas ka. Kailangan talaga magtrabaho ka. Talaga sumusub sa trabaho na many things have been affected. Bakit? Kasi ganun yung mundo eh. Kailangan hindi lang graduate ka. Kailangan master pa. Kailangan doktor ka para for you to be accepted in the world today. But hear me now, knowing who you are determines what we do and how you live every single day of our lives. It's biblical. And the question that we need to ask today, who are you? Then if we ask that question, if you know who you are, then I tell you something, we'll find out the very benefits. The very thing that happened the moment that you step into this so-called relationship with God. Are you here with me? What we're going to look at is so, it's really exciting. It's very interesting because God has blessed us in every spiritual blessing in Christ. With that, it's not only in Christ. Yes, it's through Christ and in Christ, but the outworking of the blessing. Are you listening? The outworking of the blessing has something to do with the each person of the Trinity. In other words, for us to appreciate the blessing, every person of the Trinity did something for you to be blessed with so much. And this is what we're going to look into tonight. How many of you want blessings? Great. For the record, my friends, I want blessings. Yes, you want to ask me, do I want a car? I do want a car. I want a house. You want money, Pastor Mark? Of course. Who wouldn't say no to money? But these are things that is one day we're not going to bring to heaven. Are you here with me? These are just temporary. And we should not focus on this. But there's something that God wants to bring in order to appreciate the blessings. It has nothing to do with material wealth. It's always in tune, always connected. It's rooted out in the spiritual. As we go through this, here's what we receive if we are in Christ. Number one, we are chosen by the Father. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. Sabi po ng Bible, for He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. The word holy and blameless, it's not the church idea. It's God's intention for those whom He have chosen to live holy and blameless life. But the point of the matter is, have you ever thought, what was in the mind of God? What was He thinking when He was planning to create the whole earth? The whole galaxy? The trees, the sun, the moon, every celestial bodies around here in this very place. What, have you ever thought of what was God thinking when He was doing the blueprint of the world? Have you ever thought of that? I believe God was thinking about you. You were part of His plan. He knew very well that this day will happen. He knew very well when we started this church, there was nothing. He knew very well that we have to go through from one place to another in order for us to have this very building that you are enjoying. Some of you, you're not going to be here, I guess, if you knew that our church will be at Burger King. I'm very much sure that some of you will not attend Victory if you knew that we're meeting at Taps in Libibian, one of the very first meetings we ever had. I knew for sure that you're not going to join us if you knew that we're meeting at McDonald's in that very small place na para kami sardinas doon. Para kala mo, nasa Quiapo kami nakipagsiksikan sa jeep o nasa bus. We started that way. But listen, my friends, God allowed it to happen because before He created the world, He already knew in His mind, this will happen. That every one of you here listening to me today, I want to say this. There is no such thing as accident. God didn't make a mistake. He knew that you will be here tonight. He knew that you will end up sitting down. If you're a first timer, a second timer, hello. You might not like me, and that's fine. I can live with it. But guess what? Here's what the Bible says. He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His very sight. It says there, in love He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will. Anybody here, all right, you are an adopted person? Na-adopt ka? Okay? Kung nahihiya ka, okay lang. Huwag na kayo magtaas na kamay, no? Alam mo, sa totoo lang po, hindi kailangan ikaya yung pag isa kang taong na-adopt sa pamilya, no? Actually, what you don't know is this. If you're adopted, you are special. You are special because you were chosen. And do you realize that all of us here are adopted? Inadopt tayo ni Lord. Bakit? Kasi somebody chose us. The Father chose us. He looked at you and says, this is the son, this is the daughter that I want. And all of us, in a way, we surrender our life to Christ. We are in Christ. Then, I want you to understand, you were predestined back then to be adopted as sons of God. Are you listening, my friends? Yesterday, I was checking the internet. Then I went to the video of sports. Then I saw this guy who was given such recognition. All right? And it was a big deal for this guy because back then, he was rejected. People didn't like him. All right? Because He's like kulang sa pansin. And he's really a great basketball player, not because he's a scorer, but this guy is a vicious defender. He's really a rebounder. He's not a scorer type of guy, but he can stop you. And so, what happened was, the NBA recognized him to be part as the Hall of Fame. Think about that, the Hall of Fame of NBA. And he never realized that he'll be part of this recognition. And the guy that I'm talking to is other than the guy who has won 5 NBA championships. All right, where one time Madonna was in love with him. He's so flamboyant that he would wear different colors in his hair. I'm talking about Dennis Rodman. All right, when the guy called him on stage, his entourage with his children. All right, and when he went up on stage, there was this mentor who believed in him, who basically showed love. And when he went up, he was about to speak. He can't speak because he was so emotional. He was crying. He was doing like that. I mean, he was going around. He just can't express himself. And then he went and he said this. I'm so thankful that not just for the recognition, but he was saying something like, I'm thankful for David Stern for actually allowing me to enter the building. Think about that. The guy was rejected. And he said this, you know, his very first statement was, my dad came to Chicago to buy my book. He went to Chicago, and I was in Chicago, but he never see me. And he said he has 47 children, and I'm the first one, and he lives in the Philippines. Philander Rodman. And he started to cry. And he started to mention names. Or this person adopted me. And he went and looked Phil Jackson and the other coach of Pistons and the others, Jerry Buss, and says, these are the guys who accepted me. These are the guys who showed me real love. And he said, I will never be here today without them. And he goes on to say, how I wish I would be a better father. How I wish, he went to talk to his mom. Mom, I wish that I will be in the next years to come, be a better son. And it was an emotional moment that he poured out his heart right there and then. And while he was doing that, you know, I was watching, I was in tears. And I was praying for the guy, and I said, Lord God, I'm not be surprised that that guy will be saved one day. That guy one day will be saved. Why? Because I believe as that person was rejected, one way in our life, we were rejected as well. We don't have to be like that. We never really experienced what Rodman experienced, abandoned, all right, really kicked out. But reality, one way in our life, we were rejected. But the good news is, in love, God predestined you to be adopted as His sons. In reality, dapat wala ho tayo ngayon dito. With all the sins, with all these good works that we realize could save us. Listen, my friends. God caused you to be here because He loves us so much that He did something for all of us, which goes to my second point. What is that? We were redeemed by the Son. We're all redeemed by the Son. Yes, God chose us, but the Son has to come in for us to experience the magnitude of His love. The Son has to express that, how right there on the cross. As we look at it in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, it's pushing aside in the Bible, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. In Christ, we receive what? Redemption. Through what? Through His blood. My friends, listen to this. Salvation is free. But redemption, it cost the Son of God to suffer, to be wounded, to be afflicted. It cost the Son of God, Christ Himself, who gave Himself for you, went to the cross that He didn't deserve. He shed His very blood for us to be redeemed from every sin that we have done and about to do. What is redemption? Redemption means the deliverance from evil by payment of a price. Deliverance from evil by payment of a price. Hindi lang ransom na binayaran ni Lord dahil nakidnap tayo to pambayad. Hindi lang po yon. God purchased us by His own blood, the very price that no man could ever pay. Are you here with me? What Christ did was what? Because of His very blood that caused us to be delivered. Whatever situation we're into, my friends, it's the blood of Jesus that sets you free. It's the blood of Jesus that helps us, that causes us to be recovered. That many times, ilang beses ka na nag-backslide. Ilang beses mo na hiniya si Lord. Ilang beses ka na. Paminsan pupunta ka rito that you know, as we preached last Sunday, God knows exactly what's the condition of your heart. But still, Christ's blood purchased you every single day of your life. The redemption of the Son. In fact, the word forgiveness, it means what? It means to send away. It means dismissal, pardon, set free. It's just like a picture of a slave during those times in the Old Testament. That if you're a slave, you're owned by someone. You're owned by a master. And for you to be free, you need to receive a ticket that says freedom or free. And that's what Christ has done for you. When He went on the cross and you put your faith in Him, He gave you that ticket that says, hey, look, you're no longer slaves, but you are free. That you become a son of God. That whatever God has in this world, you own it. I was telling during the other service, I was telling about a guy who just came in. I was teaching the School of Campus Ministry. I was teaching them about leadership and all this stuff. And somebody asked me, Pastor Mark, ganyan ka ba talaga? Parang ang dating mo, siga ka. Dating mo, sabi ko, hindi, dating lang yan. Alright. Sabi ko, mabait ako. Tanong mo sa asawa ko. Okay, sobrang bait ako. Okay, akala mo ganyan lang ako. But I was telling a story of how insecure I was. Alam mo, yung insecurity ko, hindi ako makalabas ng bahay na mag-isa. Hindi ako makapunta sa SM City. Dahil bahay namin, West Avenue. Isa sa kailang SMC. Hindi ako makalabas dahil feeling ko, yung tao nakatingin sa akin, feeling ko, parang pinagtatawanan ako. Feeling ko, hindi ako accepted. Hello? But because of what Christ has done for me, hello? He has given me freedom. He has redeemed me to be me as a son of God, that whatever He owns here in this earth, I own it as well. That's why when we pray for this building, Lord, we don't have millions to pay for this. We ask God in faith, Lord, we're sons of God. These are your sons. There's more people needs to be saved. You know what's going to take place? We come to God and says, Father, thank you. You're going to grant the millions that we're going to build. And true enough, after how many months? Here's the testimony of God being our Father and us being sons. If you only knew who you are. If you only knew what Christ has done for us. You'll never be discouraged. You're going to fight back and say, hey, look, devil, you don't know who you're dealing with. Do you know who this man is? Enough is enough of unrighteousness, of ungodliness. Enough is enough of immorality and the world's ways, because God called me to be holy and blameless in His sight. Are you here with me? If you only knew who you are, as Scripture tells us, you were redeemed. And that's why in Christ, we have been privileged. Sobra po mga kapatid, to the fact na nandito po tayo, yung ginawa ni Lord sa cross. It's a privilege. Ako lang, binabasa ko lang to. I was telling God, parang, I can't preach this. Lord, I don't deserve preaching this. Until today, I'm just amazed with what God has done for me that I would say, Lord, I don't deserve this. And some of you, I want to tell you this. There's issue of unforgiveness. You've never forgiven those people who did wrong you. Guess what? I think that's possible. If you only knew how much Christ paid for that sin of yours, for you to receive that forgiveness. And because of that, we can also forgive others. It's possible. I remember growing up, there's so much pain. Dami kong mga tinatago sa mga loob. Tipong hindi ako pag na-hurt ako, hindi ko sinasabi, tinatago ko lang. And then sobra-sobra na. Okay, sa loob-loob ko, sige, isang araw lang. Isang araw na lalabas ko lang lahat. I'm just waiting for that time for me to be that incredible Hulk that I'm gonna turn green. Because I can't forgive. It's hard for me to forgive. But I only forgive on the basis of what Christ has done for me. That's why if Christ has forgiven me, who am I? Who am I not to forgive those who wronged me? Eh, Pastor Mark, di mo naman alam na nirape ako eh. Eh, Pastor Mark, nangutang hanggang ngayon. Hindi nagbabayad, tapos manikita ko, hindi nagpapakita. Eh, Pastor Mark, ito yung nangyari. Ako na nga tumulo, ako pa kayo binabanatan ngayon. Eh, Pastor Mark, Jesus took all our sins. Not just your sin, but the sins of every person who lived and died. And those people who'll be alive in the next few years. You experience freedom in Him. Number three, sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1 verse 13 says, and you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth. What is that? The gospel of salvation. Having believed. Ano po nangyari? Let's read all together now. 1, 2, 3, go. You were? Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal. The promised Holy Spirit. There was a mark when you start believing in Christ. Give your life to Christ and repent of your sins. Guess what? Right away, He puts such zeal, a mark in you. I remember during those times, if a person has a sheep, all right, for that sheep to be owned, the owner will put a, what you call a, it's like a mark, a seal by putting a big ring in the nose. Or probably in the ring, so that people will know that that sheep is owned by a master. And guess what happened to us? When we gave our life to Christ, what happened was God has set the mark in us, the seal of the Holy Spirit. You know, I became a pastor of one of our churches in Victory back then, the year 2000 to 2003, 2004, at U-Belt. Dun sa U-Belt church po natin, after po paglagpas nyo sa Lerma sa FEU, kakanan po kayo doon. Doon sa mga theaters doon. May dadaanan mo kayo mga maraming stores. And they will offer you. Guess what? They're gonna offer you diplomas. Okay, na doon lahat ginagawa, pati term paper, lahat-lahat na talagang tutulungan nila kayo, tatype nila yon. And when I look at the diploma of the campus that I represent, UST, nung nakita ko talagang parehong-pareho ang galing. Yung stroke, yung font, lahat pareho. Pati kung sino mag-signature, parehong-pareho. Kung sino yung dean, whoever, okay, we'll hand his signature there. It's a fix. It's the same. But guess what? What's the difference? The difference is, if you graduate from that specific school, there is a official seal. Guess what? God knows who are His. We can't fake Christianity. You can come here as if you read your Bible, as if you lift up your hands. You talk Christianese. Oh, praise the Lord, brother. Oh, hallelujah. You can do that. I promise you that. But God knows if the seal of the Holy Spirit in you. In fact, that's where the devil is so scared about. He's scared about every believer who has the Holy Spirit's seal on him. Remember Job? Sabi ni Satan kay Lord, Lord, hindi ko siyempre, hindi ko pwede, may protection yan eh. Protection mo yan, Lord eh. Si Satan na to ha. Naghahanap kung sino upakan ni Satan, sino i-afflict niya, sino itatempt niya. Nakita niya, si Job, eh Lord, tanggalin mo nang, pag tinanggal mo yan, wala na yan, Lord. Lord, wala na yan. Satan is calling God, Lord. Think about that. He knows the authority, he knows the seal of the Holy Spirit. Sige, tanggalin mo, pag in-afflict ko yan, wala, bibigay yan. Think about it. The enemy knows who is the right person, the real Christians who walk here in this earth. And he fears every believer who has the seal of the Holy Spirit in him. If you know about that, if you only know how he fears you. Ano? Dilem? Natakot ka na? Nahulog lang yung silya, walang tao. Baka may white lady dyan. Hello? Guys, because you never... If you only knew what the Word of God says pertaining to the authority of the believer, you will never fear those. Because he fears a person who's been marked with the Holy Spirit. Aside from being marked with the Holy Spirit also is a down payment. And this refers to what? It refers to his ownership and security. Di ba, pag bumili ka, like, you know, I bought my Innova, I just gave a down payment. Alright, and I'm gonna pay for that. And what's that picture is? The picture is, it's a down payment for the security of our future. The future inheritance. The future of your families, the kids. My kids' future. Those people that, yung mga mapapangasawa nila. Silyado na yun, mga kapatid. Pinagpipray ko lang kung sino yung the right guy that they will not fall to the wrong guys. Ngayon pala, pinagpipray ko yung mga mapapangasawa na anak ko. Bakit? Why? Because their future is bright. Their future is sealed. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit's down payment, knowing that, giving us the assurance that our future is secure. Are you here with me? But I have to do my thing. I have to know what the Word of God says. Yesterday, it was a great seminar with Chinky. In fact, Chinky Tan is a great friend. He's one of our leaders of our churches in Green Hills. And he said something like this yesterday. He says, for those of you who's going to venture out in investment, sabi niya gano'n, huwag kayong bumigay sa offer. Halimbawa, pag nag-invest kayo, magkaka-receive kayo ng 5%. Dahil malaki, kakagatin nyo ka dahil... It's the profit. Kakagatin nyo kasi, di ba, a friend of yours offered it because you trust a friend. No, no. You got to know how this thing works. And he speaks about the mindset. He speaks about knowing. He speaks about understanding. And I want you to understand here in Victory, you know what? We don't force you. We just ask you, can you be part of this class for you to know, for the Word of God to speak to you, for the Word of God to work in, so that hindi kami basta nagbabaptize dito. Hindi kami basta nag-raise ng hand for people to receive the Holy Spirit. We basically what? Explain what it is. We step out in faith and at the same time, we give teachings. Hello? And you got to understand. And the point of the matter is, there's so much. The promise, the thing that God has given us. The Bible tells us we were chosen. We were redeemed by the Son. We were marked with the seal of the Spirit of God. Verse 3 of chapter 1. Here's what it says. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with what? Every spiritual blessing in Christ. If you understand this, my friends, listen. The real world is not a material world. It's a spiritual world. We don't see it. This thing will die. Every one of us will die because there is eternity. God is preparing us for eternity. We focus on that. Material blessings will come. It is not a problem. Are you here with me? As we leave today, remember this, that the fullness of God's blessings is given to us through and in Christ Jesus alone, or Jesus Christ alone. Let me say that again. The fullness of God's blessings is given to us through and in Jesus Christ alone. It's always through Christ. It's always in Christ. And if you are in Christ today, God is speaking to us. There's so much blessing that God has already given you. All you need to do is to tap yourself in there and go with the flow of the Spirit of God.